At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, hey, and welcome in to the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for listening and watching the pod. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. That's right. The light is back in the back of the office. Yes. Remy Martin, team up with excellence. We got some cool stuff coming up this fall and winter with our friends over at Remy Martin, and we are hopeful that you will be a part of what we got going on. So thank you for that. It's a lot of fun. So I just wanted to jump on. Since the Bears are having their own dress rehearsal, I figured I'd have mine, and we'd start acting as if, as I'm getting texted while the game is going on, as if we are doing our post-game stuff. So let's act like it, and let's talk about what happened in the first half of the game against Buffalo, because everyone has had questions about what the Bears' offense looks like. And we saw the Bears' offense look more than competent, look really good and strong. You don't want to draw too many conclusions from anything, just like you don't want to draw too many conclusions from something bad that goes on in one practice. You don't want to draw too many conclusions of things that went really well in a preseason game, especially after these are all things you need to consider. Be as excited as you want, but I think there were a lot of things to be excited about. But if we take them at their word that they care more about the joint practices than the game, the joint practice for the Bears offense was first team offense was a little sloppy. There were great moments inside of it, but it was a little sloppy. That being said, here's the things that I liked. One, clean operation is what Ben Johnson has been talking about all summer long. How clean is the operation? And it was clean. There was maybe a false start that they got away with on Colston Loveland, but other than that, I thought it was pretty strong. They went out there and looked like, hey, the plays got in. Caleb didn't look frazzled. He looked ready. And that offense was out there doing their thing. Two, the decisiveness of Caleb Williams as a pass thrower in this game. Greg Olsen pointed it out. When you see him at the back of the drop, planting his foot and throwing the ball, I've been saying, if you watched the last episode, and I know that was a 50-minute episode, don't worry, this is not going to be a 50-minute episode. Jared Goff should not be a slur. Playing like Jared Goff is not a bad thing. If Caleb Williams, with his potential and talent, can play like Jared Goff, and then in the moments when they need him to be Superman, you are in a great position. And I thought that he, in limited opportunity, against who knows who was out there, against them not necessarily scheming against him, you have to put all those things into your evaluation. I thought that he looked very comfortable. There was a nice mix of shotgun and under center. You saw him with a couple of different pass, like, styles, like different things he was doing. You saw him get on that back foot and let it go. Get to the back top of the drop, let it go. Let me let this ball go over the middle of the field and let guys make plays for me. That's exactly what you're hoping to do. He moved the ball around. He was decisive. He seemed like he was having a good night. I thought after the first drive, I put in the group thread with Herbie and Tony. Tony, by the way, is the person who convinced me to do a pod tonight. He's like, we get in that post game pod, Loho. And I'm like, okay, sure. But seeing him deliver the ball the way that he was delivering the ball over the middle, taking chances, like calculated chances, and making strong throws, letting those guys make plays for him. That's all you got to do. He doesn't have to be Superman. All he has to do for now is get the play, read it, throw it. And that's it. They will have a lot of really good tape on Caleb Williams. And I'm happy for him. And I'm happy for you, honestly. This is a take a deep breath moment. Because as the weeks have gone on, it has felt uncomfortable. The conversations that are being had about Caleb Williams are uncomfortable. And that's not to say that they shouldn't continue to happen. It's just that you deserve something nice. You deserve to have a moment of oh, that was just fun. Like you tuned in for 30 minutes of this tonight and said, okay, I'm going to watch the Bears. I had a buddy, shout out to my guy, Kyle Higgins, who I helped out with Radiant Black, the comic book. And thanks to everyone who bought Radiant Black number 18, which I am co-author on. I appreciate that. And I hope that you stayed with the series because it's amazing and it's going in all sorts of directions. And they've kept me in the loop on some of the cool stuff that they're doing. And maybe I'll get another chance to do something cool with Kyle and everyone else and Michael and everyone else along with Team Radiant Black, because it's some of the voice actors that we got for Radiant Black is amazing. Anyhoozle, Kyle hit me up and he was in town. He's not usually in town. And he said, hey, I'm thinking about going to the Bears game. And I said, if you were ever going to go to a Bears preseason game, this would be the one to go to. Because you knew that Caleb was going to play. You knew that the offense was going to be out there for at least a quarter. And I'm glad that he got rewarded. I'm glad that you got rewarded. I'm glad that Caleb Williams looked really good. I'm glad that Ben Johnson was able to pick out stuff that they like. You know, they've been doing a lot of stuff where it's volume of here's what we're going to do and challenging Caleb to get that stuff done. This felt more like, hey, what do you like? Let's call that today. Let's call all of that stuff against Buffalo. Oh, you like that seam play with a tight end? Okay, let's get that. You like that quick out with DJ? Let's get that in there. All that stuff is in there. And he was able to make plays, so you should rejoice on that.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Braxton Jones was the left tackle, was the starting left tackle. That left tackle thing has been fascinating to me, that we are now at the place where Theo Benedict is apparently in the conversation to be the left tackle. I've said on the pod that I think that they wanted Ozzie Trapillo to win that competition. I don't think he's won that competition. And because he hasn't won that competition, I think that by default, Braxton Jones wins the competition. Veteran guy, I hate that we usually judge him based on his draft status, even though at this point he's a veteran player. I imagine Ozzie will get an opportunity to play left tackle somewhere around the midway part of the season. If things are going great for Braxton Jones, then it turns out it's good for everybody. Then you can slow play Ozzie Trapillo. You can get another year out of Braxton Jones. You can then allow him to test out free agency, which I imagine he will. Or maybe he's so good in Ben Johnson's system that they say, yeah, you know what? We got him. I don't think they'll do that because they have Ozzie Trapillo and they draft him in the second round. And similar to quarterbacks, the fact that you have this guy who you think is going to be able to be really good for you at one of the tackle spots, and you already know that Darnell Wright's got the right tackle spot, and he's on a rookie deal, do you really want to pay Braxton Jones $100 million to play left tackle? We'll figure that out when we get there, but I think that it's trending towards him being the starting left tackle for this team. One of the guys that I pointed to a couple weeks ago continues to impress, Luther Burden. I feel like I hate making pronouncements on preseason games because it's as real as football can be in August. Although welcome to week zero of college football. We are now like in week zero. There'll be college football games next week. This is as close as you can get in the NFL. There are two things I love about Luther Burden already. One was on the scouting report with him in college. Run after catch. It's one of his skills. He is dynamic with the ball in his hands. Two, on that touchdown, with him running and cracking, and with authority. It wasn't just a guy like giving a little sugar push. No, dropped his shoulder into a guy to set the edge on the play. That's the type of physicality that you want your wide receivers to have. What does Ben say? No block, no rock. Luther Burden so far has gotten the message, and I expect there to be big things for him. And I think that if you look at them, if you go get Rome out there, you got to have DJ out there. If you're playing 11 and Luther Burden is out there, I think it opens up so many different things that they can do, especially when you start looking at some of the stuff that Detroit was doing with some of their dagger concept stuff. Man, are there a lot of opportunities. You got to be able to block it, and the quarterback has to feel comfortable enough to get the ball out. But I think there's some things that can be done with that. And that's exciting. And when you see all of this success in a very limited sample, I think it's great. I think it's one of those things where everyone gets to reset. Everyone gets to take a deep breath. Everyone gets to go, you know what? Caleb looked pretty good. And who knows if that will continue. But this does feel like there was at least something to build off of. And that's all you need right now. The hope bucket for Bears fans is easily filled. And I imagine it was filled tonight, as it should be. As I said before, it's okay that in a moment when you sit down, maybe you're having dinner tonight, and you're like, let me turn the game on and see what's going on. It's all right for you to be like, man, that was fun and crisp, because that's what it looked like. That offense was snappy. And they went out there and they did the thing. All right, now you're in the space of forget about this next preseason game. Just forget about it. Because once they get back to the facility, and we'll see what their practice schedule is this week, we're now in the portion of training camp where you start really thinking about the Vikings. As weird as that sounds, because we're still a ways away from that game being played, but now you start thinking about them. And you have to do cut down day in, what, another week? But you start getting Caleb, like, take advantage of the fact that you have extra time to prepare for a defensive coordinator that you know is going to attack your quarterback. And that doesn't mean blitz him. It means confuse him. Maybe you do blitz him, or maybe you show it and you try to convince him of what it is that you're doing. All in all, I had a ball. It was fun to watch, and I hope that you had fun watching it too. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, thank you. Come and join the YouTube page. I really appreciate that you guys have stepped it up, and there have been more subscribers. We're trying to get that to 10,000 before the season ends this year. So tell a friend to tell a friend, and come and join, and we'll have videos coming at you fast and furiously over the next few weeks. Also, for those of you who are on YouTube, I want you to subscribe to House of L on the audio platform, because not all of the content is on the YouTube page. A lot of the content, a lot of the Bears content is, all of the Bears content is on YouTube. And then there's other stuff. And I had a great time in Kansas City this past weekend at the Negro Leagues Museum, at the Jazz Museum, and at the Royals game. And I'm going to do a whole pod about that, and that's going to be audio only. So go subscribe over there, and whatever support you can give us is great. So thank you. And I will talk to you next time. All right. And if you like me and you like the show, I appreciate you. If you don't like the show, then I hope you have the day that you deserve. All right. Peace.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.